The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
The Dublin Arabic Film Festival gets underway in a couple of weeks. Its director is Zahara Moufid, and she joins me now. This is, Zahara, your fifth festival, and I see Jim Sheridan, who's also a founder, has said the focus this year is very much on women. Is that in terms of female themed films, or is it female directors?
It's more about the women filmmakers. We try to have variety from everything, but I think the festival now continue to be to show also films from women around the Arab countries, and we have also some films about Arabic women.
So, and I'm just thinking, you know, how difficult the challenge is at the moment for female directors. What are the figures? Something like 3% of directors globally are women. There's better figures in France. We've spoken in France about it before. In the Arab-speaking world, I'm imagining the numbers aren't too high of women film directors.
No, it's not high, but there is a struggle for Arabic filmmakers. But we can see like a lot of like from Saudi Arabia, they are coming, starting to bring their work from Morocco, from you hear now from Egypt. So there is, I think, women do want their work to be out there.
And I was going to say, the kind of struggles that they face, you know, Arabic filmmakers, female filmmakers might face, that their Western counterparts don't. Are there particular struggles that they would face?
I think it's similar. I think it's the same everywhere. I think the male has more opportunities than female as a filmmaker or as artist.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same the world over, in other words. Tell me this, because I understand, you know, you're a filmmaker, you're an actress, you've also worked as a journalist. And at one point, am I right in saying you were flown out by Gaddafi to report on a beauty pageant in Libya? How bizarre an assignment was that?
Wow, it was a surreal experience.
I bet.
Well, I didn't expect it, but I was called and I went there, and I met them in Paris, and he sent three private jets. There was 25 models, and it was surreal. And so we went there, and we arrived to private airports, and we went to a private hotel, and we were driven and to the Sahara. And it was.
And where exactly were you taken to?
To Tripoli.
To Tripoli, to the capital. Okay.
Yeah. And then we met Gaddafi, and we visited the ruin of his former house.
Ah. And what was the house like at that? I mean, we know the house is in chaos now and in ruins now. At the time, was it in ruins?
Yeah, it was in ruins. And he told us about the story about the American killed my adopted daughter. And so, and then we went to his, he lives in a tent. We met him again in his tent. Mm. And he has a ceremony there. And so he started to talk about what happened to his daughter, and there was a Miss USA, and she started to cry. So it was
bizarre.
Yeah.
And why did he want you? What did he want out of you?
I think he wants to show the media. It seems to me like it wasn't just about beauty pageant, but it was about political, just to have journalists and to show them another perception about him and about Libya.
Mm-hmm. How did he come across?
Well, at that time he was very nice to us. So
was he?
He was very nice to us, so we didn't have to, we went there and I don't know him personally, but he treated us very well. He treated all the people who went there very well.
Mm-hmm. It's a story, a story you can lunch out on, I guess, for some time to come. So the films that are there as part of the film festival, as you say, female themed, in some cases female directors. Tell me about your favourite one that's being screened.
I love Uma Kulthum. She's one of my favorite singers, and she's a legend actor, Cleopatra, and Fatih Hamama. She's another. She's an actress, an Egyptian actress. So that movie is beautiful, and it has music, her music, and it explores the life of and the struggles of that woman at that time and that era, and to be for her success as a female artist in a male-dominated society as Egypt.
And say the name of it again to me.
Looking for Uma Kulthum.
And when is it being screened?
It's our opening night, and it's screened on Friday.
At the IFI.
Yeah, at the IFI. 5th of October.
Very good. Looking for Kulthum. I'm just looking at it here at the IFI. And most of the films are being screened at the IFI starting on the 5th of October. And also there's a screening in the Chester Beatty, I think.
Yeah, we have a movie, Caramel. I think you saw it before.
Yes, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's great.
It's about women. And it shows like we are all the same, like from the west or east, we are all the same. We all have our dreams, and
yeah, it's magnificent. It's set in a beauty salon, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's great. It's really good. It's really good. Well, if people want more details about all of this, Sarah, is there a website they can check out?
Yeah, it's www.arabicfilmfestival.ie or the IFI /DAF 2018.
2018. So Dublin Arabic Film Festival.ie. And Zara, the very best of luck with it. It starts on the 5th of October. Its director is Zahara Mufid. Zara, lovely to talk to you this evening, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Zahara Mufid, director of the Dublin Arabic Film Festival. News Talk 106 to 108.